Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
This. Well, good morning, little brother.
Is Early Break with Zip and Jay, brought to you by Gaina Trucking. Weekday mornings from 6 to 8 on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
So, you know, summertime. Nice weather out. I got the travel bug right now. I'm in, you know, I played golf this last weekend in Beamer.
You're a millennial.
What's man?
You like have the travel bug.
So, you know, I was looking at, you know, this weekend, upcoming weekend, the PGA Championships in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Six-hour drive.
Southern Hills. You think about going to Tulsa?
Tempted to go, and then I saw this. This is important to me. You know, Tiger Woods is playing in this, by the way. It's going to be a big draw, as it always. It's a major.
What is going on here?
You will not believe it. I just saw there's a guy down there that was walking around. They already have prices listed for items out there
at the Southern concession Hills stands. In Tulsa.
Yeah.
Okay.
here's some prices to go if you're going this weekend or this from Thursday or even today. There's practice rounds today.
Really?
All the way through Sunday.
In Tulsa. This is for the PGA
at
Championship.
At Southern Hills in Tulsa.
PGA.
Yep, the PGA Championship. Here are some prices I'm seeing right. I'm reading right from the sign at the concession stand. If you would like to have a can, this isn't even a tall boy. This is about a 12-ounce can of Michelob Ultra. You're going to be paying $18 for that can.
No, I'm not paying that, but go ahead.
$18. $18. I think it's a 16-ounce can, so it's like a mini tall boy.
Okay,
you know, tall boy, it's not 20. It's
still.
Okay.
Okay.
You want a Stella Artois? $19. For some reason, this is cheaper, but a Kona Big Wave Golden Ale from Hawaii is $15. You want a bottle of water, Aquafina? Sip?
Yeah, how much are we paying
how
for a bottle of water?
How much are you paying for that bottle of water?
We're paying $10.
You're paying $6.
Oh, boy.
You're paying $6. For some reason, a cocktail is cheaper than Michelob Ultra. I don't understand. A cocktail is going for $15, wine for $13, and Mick Ultra is $18. What am I missing here?
Can I get a hot dog for $5?
I don't see any food up here. You want a Michelob Ultra organic seltzer? That's $19. A souvenir cocktail is $19. And wine, $13.
Can you carry on? Can
you
bring your cooler?
I think they're probably going to check that out. I'm struggling to understand why Mick Ultra is so expensive on this.
Now,
it's more expensive than wine and cocktails.
Is this dissuading you from going?
I'm not going. I'm not going to go.
Oh, you're not going.
I had that temptation yesterday, but I'm like, I can't do that. I'm not pulling it up. I'll just watch it this weekend.
You know, I've been to Oklahoma City countless times.
Have you been to Tulsa?
I've never been to Tulsa for some reason.
I have never been to Tulsa either.
Yeah, I don't know why I've never been to Tulsa, but I've never been to Tulsa. There was a great song by Eric Clapton called Tulsa Time. I don't think it's originally by Clapton, but he sang it well. Living on Tulsa Time. Have you ever heard that song?
Nope.
Living on Tulsa Time. It's a great song.
I can check that one out, but yeah. I don't know that song, though. Yeah.
But I, so that, you're not going down there.
No.
Stay home and watch the NHL.
Stay home and watch the NHL. I might do that. It's fun. You know, majors are fun. I told you before, I've been to several. I've been to the U.S. Open in 2017 in Erin Hills, Wisconsin. Awesome time. Went to the PGA in 2015 in Kohler, Wisconsin, which is up north of Milwaukee. Awesome. 2016 Ryder Cup in Minnesota, Minneapolis. Oh, incredible. Like, these are fun events to be at.
Okay, so what you haven't really answered the question of why wouldn't you go to Tulsa?
I have obligations on Friday, and I would not get down there until late, and I would just be there for Saturday and then come back Sunday. Like, I've got work stuff going on all day Saturday or Friday.
I can't miss
it. I've got appointments. I've got stuff. Yeah, I got stuff to do.
Yeah, you stay here.
I'm busy.
Stay here.
Friday is a very busy schedule for me. Work. I got several meetings throughout the day, so I couldn't like even leave Lincoln until like 5.
Okay.
And I get down there at 11 or midnight. And go wake up early, watch golf next day, and then I'm gonna be tired.
Okay. If you have the travel itch, is there anywhere you could go on Saturday or Sunday?
I'll probably play golf for my Nebraska Golf Passport event, but I also could bring back Jake at the Lake coming back soon.
What is Jake at the
Lake? Don't you recall last summer we talked about Jake at the Lake, where it's, you know, I had my golf tour, but then there's I went with my wife. We went out to Calamus up in Burwell.
Yeah, I do remember.
And we went out there for a weekend, and we got on a pontoon, and I thought this is fun. You know, a random person invited us on their pontoon that a friend of ours knew, and they were with us, and so we got on the pontoon for like an hour or two, and it was fun. And so I thought maybe we should bring back Jake at the Lake, where I just go to different campsites, different lakes throughout the state of Nebraska and hang out with listeners and drink beer with them and nice. Get on their pontoons or their boats.
That's not a bad idea if people would welcome you.
I can get it sponsored by somebody.
You're more social than I am. I still like the idea of you getting into hockey a little bit.
I could watch hockey while on the boat. You know,
you're not into it. Now, that's where we diverge a little bit. I've gotten into it. I was captivated last night. Jake, think about it. It was at the Garden. The Rangers win overtime with Pittsburgh, with the Penguins. Think about it. You grew up with Rangers Penguins. I grew up with Rangers Penguins. Some kid named Panarin, Artemi Panarin, slap shot in overtime. Russian kid. You know what this kid did too, by the way? Criticized Putin. A couple years ago. The most famous athlete, the most famous Russian athlete to ever criticize Putin, went through a minor hell because of
it. I'm sure he did.
But anyway, not a minor hell last night. You should have seen the Garden, Jake. Jake, the Garden was nuts. It was rocking. They go on. They'll play Carolina. And I'm telling you, I watched Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay, by the way, I almost sent you a text. I almost sent you a text Saturday night when Tampa Bay was playing Toronto, because Tampa Bay is a two-time defending Stanley Cup champion.
So
who do you think
weird.
I wanted to win?
Tampa Bay. Yeah. You're a front runner for hockey and Tampa.
I was in full front runner
this
mode.
This wonderful sport that's great in Canada, Northeast United States. For some reason, the Tampa Bay Lightning have been the dominant team for several years now.
Think about what's going on in the NHL
it's
right
not
now.
Just, by the way, it has not just been for the Lightning the last 2 years. They have been really good for a long time. They've won several championships.
Yeah, they're the two-time defending Stanley Cup champions. They're playing the Maple Leafs, and they broke the heart of the city of Toronto on Saturday night.
Which they're used to now.
Yeah, Maple Leafs haven't won a series since 2004. Gene writes in, dude, you should have seen the Flames and Stars in the last game. Unbelievable.
Won, right?
I
think Calgary won.
Is that right?
Yeah, I believe Calgary won. Yep.
But I, Jake, I'm telling you, I had some friends say, oh, God, here you go. You're just doing what everybody does, saying that playoff
Flames
hockey.
Won 3-2 in overtime.
Thank
Flames
you.
Move on. Yeah, Calgary. Yeah.
Thank you. Oh, God, you're doing what everybody does this time of year, catching on the bandwagon. Yeah, I am. What's wrong with that? What the NHL is doing right now is they want you to catch on to the bandwagon because they're now showing these games, these matches on TBS. Thank God. You find them. They're right there.
Jake, just try one. I know that Dallas has some history with the Stars. Mike Modano, Ed Balfour back in the early 2000s. Nice job, I remember those names. But wouldn't it be a tragedy, Sip, if two teams like the Tampa Bay Lightning in a warm state and the Dallas Stars in a warm state, you don't typically think of hockey, had both beaten the Canada teams, which hockey is life up there, Calgary and Toronto.
I don't know.
Toronto goes down, Calgary moves on.
I don't know. I heard the great one. You know Gretzky's an analyst now.
Is he really?
Yeah, the great
one. That's awesome.
Yeah, the great one.
Is he making Tom Brady money or not?
I don't know what he's making. He was on Saturday night on the panel, on the TBS panel.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And he was really excited about Tampa Bay, Florida series. It's Tampa Bay, Florida.
I know.
Yeah, it's Tampa Bay and the Florida Panthers now in the second round. Now, think about the state of Florida.
Which is not a hockey state, typically.
Kind of is, apparently.
But now it is, apparently.
Yeah. So
it's just weird.
Yeah.
By the way, before we get to the game show, Jay Stu says, if I get a boat, you'll be the first person I text. Don't worry.
If I get a boat, is that what he said?
Seems unlikely then. And OG Les Lancaster says, how about Sip does the same thing with the local pools? Call Sip Takes a Dip.
I'd do it. I've been out to Star City Shores.
Yeah, we'll get back.
Got in a little trouble out there because I kept throwing Brianna back in the day when she was a young tyke. I would do this thing. I'd throw in the air as far as she could go up.
They didn't like that?
Yeah, no, the
Hey, how old are we talking about here?
She was probably 5 or 6.
Okay.
And she was little, and I would do, you know, I'd do 1, 2, 3,
yep.
And throw her as high as I could. And she'd probably go 15 feet in the air and come down. And I'd hear the whistle, you know.
Every time?
From the
lifeguard.
Lifeguard whistle, yeah. And I'd pretend like I didn't hear it.
Oh, what? Sorry, I'm deaf. I can't hear you. Let's play the game show. Give us a call right now, 464-568-5. Your chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels
start,
and Joe.
Though, that's where I coined one of my famous phrases, too, at Star City Shores. The kids thought it was hilarious. I'd say, this water's warm, a little too warm. All right, go ahead.
Today's topic can shut up simple. But I never know where you're going with anything. NFL kickers, what teams do these players kick for?
Okay, I can do this.
402-464. Yeah, it is. 5685. It's summertime. Shut up, Sipple. Starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, shut up, Sipple! No, sorry. I'm sorry. Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
Don't be scared. 402-464-5685. I know it's a Monday, but
Mondays.
I saw those calls line up for the golf passes. Yeah. I saw that.
I know you're listening.
I know you're out there.
Here they come. Here they come.
464-5685. NFL kickers today. Current ones, not Garrow Your Premium and Al Del Greco, guys like that.
Jan Stenerud?
Not Jan Stenerud.
Remember him?
Yeah, I do. Well, I didn't watch him play. I remember that name, though.
Chiefs.
Yep. Not Pete Stojanovic.
What about that kicker from Florida State?
Sebastian Janikowski? Yeah. Seabass? That's what they call it. They call them Seabass. That was his nickname.
Got it.
He was a first-round pick.
Noted. Yes,
first-round pick. All right, we got Dale. Dale, how do you feel about NFL kickers today?
I'll say average.
All right.
Dale, you feel a little better than I do, so you probably have a slight edge.
I'm not in football mode right now, so we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, I get that. I told Jake this is really random.
Well, that's the way it is. Sip's coming off a 4-1 week, so still on a roll right now. Dale, first question goes to you. What team does Evan McPherson kick for?
He is a Cincinnati Bengal.
Yep. That's one I would have known,
yes,
Jake.
Yes, he was a stud last postseason, indeed.
Clutch. I think he kicked at Florida, right?
I believe you're right.
Yeah.
For the tie, Sip, you're down 1-0. First question. What team does Matt Gay kick for?
Matt Gay. I don't know.
Matt Gay.
Indy.
A Colt. Nope, he is not a Colt. Do you want that one, Dale, or not?
Oh, man, he's been around. I think I'm going to try. I think he was with Tampa Bay.
Oh,
we're back to, yeah. I think he's a Rams.
He is on the Rams.
Yeah,
he's
that.
The Rams.
I messed that up.
Well, you lost a point there, Dale, so we're back to all square. You went for the tie, but that's the way it goes.
I appreciate you going for it.
You got to stay aggressive, man.
You do.
Yes.
Aggressive
Dale.
At all. All right. 0-0 tie, Dale. For the lead, once again, your final question. What team does Daniel Carlson kick for?
Daniel Carlson.
Yep. Daniel Carlson.
I think he's with the Raiders.
Look at that. Aggressive wins again. 1-0 lead for Dale for the second time in the show. Will Sip get a question right and force the tiebreaker? Here's our last one. What team does Young Wei Koo kick for?
I should know this.
Young Wei Koo.
Oh, so I'm trying to get to overtime right now?
Yeah, that's right.
That's a team you don't see very often. Falcons.
The Falcons is correct, and this will go to you.
Whoa. Well, let me reset. This is OT.
This is overtime.
Okay, let me reset my brain. I'm putting it out. Are you sure I'm putting it out?
I'm pretty sure it's you.
Okay.
All right, and Dale, you will go over under Sip's number. Good luck with this one. Adam Vinatieri has the most field goals made in NFL regular season history. In his career spanning from 1996 to 2019. That's 24 years. 23. Yeah, 24 years. How many field goals did he make in those 24 seasons?
I got to get my calculator going. Hold on a second. Oh, boy. New phone.
Yeah, this is a regular season only for him. So it does not count the postseason.
Okay, so regular season, 24 years.
Yeah.
Field goals. Okay, I got a number in mind here.
He has the NFL record here.
Quick math. Okay, I'm going to do
What's
this.
The guess?
I'm going to say 495.
Okay. Over, under 495 field goals made in his career. Dale, what are you saying here?
I was guessing closer to like 30 a year, so I'm going to go over.
The answer, this is sad for him. 599. He was one away from 600. 599. There are three kickers total that had 500-plus field goals.
It's not sad.
But you know, that was not a bad guess. You're in a good range there.
Not really.
So congrats. We'll get you bagels, Dale, and Colin down the road. Nice work this morning. He's already gone.
Dale, congrats. Yeah, Dale, that's great.
Dale deserved. He was aggressive today.
He won despite going minus one at one point.
Yep.
All right, that's it. That's a tough one to swallow, Jake.
Well, you know,
it is.
He got to overtime at least.
Yeah.
And tomorrow, if you get to overtime, the caller has to go first. Thank and you go you. Over under their number. Yeah. So,
okay.
There you go. Congrats to Dale.
Vinatieri. How about Vinatieri? 24 years.
Yeah.
Who's your kicker in Miami there, Sparky?
You got good old Jason Sanders from New Mexico.
How's Sanders?
Sanders was bad last year. He was great 2 years ago. I thought he was the best kicker in the league. And then last year, he really regressed. So we need 2020 Jason Sanders back ASAP. If the Dolphins want to go some places this year, they're going to be in some tight games. Need your reliable kicker. Come on, Jason.
I think a spillover, we're going to ask DP about some NBA.
Okay, well, DP is in next for the spillover on Early Break on the Ticket.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.